Universität Hamburg.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Dear friends and colleagues, welcome to the 26th Supercomputing Conference and to the wonderful city of Hamburg. I have been welcoming you for the last 25 years, and every year you hear me say that this year's program is the best ever. I hope you will come after the 4 days of the conference and tell me if this is just my imagination or it is indeed true. I am a mathematician, but I stick to simple formulas, and my goal since the very beginning of this conference in 86 is the following: make the program of year N plus one better than the program of year N. That is my goal, and you, or at least you who have attended many conferences, can tell me whether we have fulfilled this goal in the past. I hope so. To set up the program, especially this year's program, we have two basically different approaches. We have formal ways where we, of course, I would like to add, involve our program committee, and hereby I thank the members of the program committee for helping us in various ways throughout the year. And we do have informal ways, which we were going especially this year, where we are involving HPC experts from around the world. These 20 individuals consist of dedicated men and women who are respected for their work globally. They come from various countries and bring us valuable information, which we are glad to pass on to our attendees. I also hope that in the future we will see more ladies in the list than just 2%. From the organizer's side, it's me and Horst who are involved in designing the program. Till a couple of years ago, I did this job alone, but now it is so complicated because of the growing number of attendees. To meet the interests of all our attendees, we cannot stay with our former approach of a single track conference, single session conference, single track session. We have to offer parallel sessions, of course, and that makes it much more complicated. But here you see the results. The first draft was available in October last year, the first preliminary program with already the four keynoters has been finished. In November last year, in March, we have launched the program with our new agenda planner, and in the next talk you will get some more information about this exciting agenda planner. And the program was complete in April 2011. As Horst and I am working very fast, we are sometimes very disorganized. And that is the reason why we are involving a third person in our team. And this is Heike. Heike has a job to keep Horst and me organized. And additionally, she is responsible for putting the program online, to have the correspondence with the speakers, chairpersons, etc. Thank you, Heike, for your job. Without you, Horst and myself could not do this important job. Now let's come to our keynoters. First of all, I like to thank our primus inter pares, so to say, our conference keynoter, Henry Markram, director of the Brain Mind Institute at EPFL. But since he's giving his talk, of course, in the opening session, at the end of the opening session, I come back to him in more detail later on. Our second keynote speaker, yeah, there is a change, as most of you already have realized. And I inform with regret that our second keynote speaker, Mr. CEO and President Philippe Vanier from Bull, will not join us at ISC at this conference because he had an unavoidable commitment that made it not possible for him to come on Tuesday. And as it was close to impossible, so to say, to find a replacement 4 days before the conference is starting, a replacement with a new topic and a new speaker, we decided and are thankful to Mr. Matthew Fox of Bull, who will give the presentation with the identical topic. He has worked together with Philip on the keynote and agreed to come to ISC and give the presentation. Our third keynote speaker on Wednesday is our good friend and colleague Thomas Sterling. He is an ISC fellow, and he is doing the job he is doing every year in a special keynote, or say in a keynote where he's always looking back 12 months ago, what happened in ISC, and especially our managers from industry really appreciate his talks. Last but not least, on Thursday we have to thank Dean from Micron Technology, who will give his keynote, which has to do with future trends in memory systems. My special thanks are to these four gentlemen: Thomas Ludwig, Pavan Balaji, Joachim Bierkamp, and Karl Kaiser, and of course to their committees they are chairing, they are heading. Thomas, Joachim, and Karl did their job since we are here in Hamburg since 2009. And Pavan started his job as tutorial committee chairman this year. But the good news for you is that all four guys have accepted to do their job already next time in ISC 12, which also will take place here in Hamburg. Here you will get a feeling how big the conference, the program indeed is. We have 399 contributors, out of which 112 are invited speakers. We have 35 chairpersons of 28 invited sessions. That means we have sometimes more than one chairperson for a session, and two workshops, which were held already yesterday on Sunday. And I have to say a big thank to all of our sponsors. the 4 platinum sponsors, the 6 gold sponsors, the 8 silver sponsors, and the 18 bronze sponsors. Without the support of our sponsors, we could not run such an event like ISC. Thank you a lot. Let's come to the exhibition. Over the years, the exhibition has grown to become an integral part of ISC. If I look back, I can claim that the professional exhibition started not earlier than 2006 in Dresden. We moved from Heidelberg to Dresden, and there was also the professional start of exhibition that was not possible already in Heidelberg. So in 5 years, we have set up an exciting exhibition, and I thank all of our 152 exhibitors from industry and research. And I hope that this exhibition will become as successful as the exhibition last year. The exhibition that is new will start today at 3 p.m. So please visit the exhibition, and if you stay later than 6 p.m., you may enjoy our welcome, our famous ISC welcome party. This year we have also entered into many media partnerships with many excellent publications. Please know how grateful I am for all the pre-event publicity and the reporting we will be doing from Hamburg. And this point is for me also extremely important. That is the ISCNet. You can imagine that without a functioning ISCNet, we cannot run the conference. And there I like to thank our industrial sponsors, Cisco and Samsung, but then the other institutions, the German Climate Center, headed by Thomas Ludwig, and yesterday I was informed that he had a guided tour there for the participants of the HPC in Asia workshop, a very successful guided tour on Sunday night. I have to thank the University of Hamburg, especially the Regional Computing Center, headed by Stefan Olbrich. Thank you for your support. And last but not least, Universität Dresden. I'm not allowed to say University of Dresden. They like it to be Universität Dresden. And here I like to thank the two Wolfgangs, Wolfgang Nagel, the boss, and Wolfgang Wünsch, the guy who is doing the job, the work here for the ISCNet with his colleagues. Now this is my final slide. I have to announce, and that is also going in the next year already, I have announced a new partnership we will have with the IEEE German chapter. I hope Jörg Henkel, he has promised, is he here in the opening session? I hope, I don't see him, but he has promised to come, and we will have discussions with him and with this famous organization, professional organization. We hope to become more papers, research papers, and if everything is working like we like it, it should work, then in October with a call for papers for the research papers, we will do it already with a new brand. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attention.